Well, good evening, everybody. This is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perium, and calling in from Colorado this evening. Welcome to October. And before we get into our training this evening, which is going to be about how to duplicate yourself to create a blueprint for success in your business, and we're going to be covering a wide range of topics around recruiting and leading a team. Before we do that, I want to make a couple of announcements, things that have launched and, importantly, things that are going to launch and what's going to be rolling out here in October. So first of all, we've got a new product webinar, and that new product webinar is an 8-minute presentation done by Dave Sandoval. He's the author as well as the narrator of the script, and it's a really great piece. You get to see some of our manufacturing facility in action. Noah Gilman, who's our designer, did an excellent job pulling that together, and it's a piece that I think is long overdue in showing our whole food and farm to family process. So we're going to be putting that up on our My Perium site. We're also going to be putting it up on our new gift card site, which I'm going to be talking about here in just a second. We also updated our articles and education and video page. We've got a great new video page and lots of updates for the site coming in the month of October. New pages on our Perium Concierge, new pages on our Real Food Revolution. We've got several new ideas and concepts that we're going to be putting web pages to. So our story keeps on getting richer and richer. We redid our 21 Reasons to Join Perium. That'll be coming out later this week. So lots of good stuff happening in process. We're seeing some growth in the Hispanic community. We've got a new bilingual customer service representative. And I'm sure as the year goes on and as we get into the new year, probably looking at putting some of our materials into Spanish as well if that group continues to grow. There's big money on the table. There's no question about that. Last week, our recruiters pool paid more than $250 for the enrollment of just a single gold pack. It just takes one gold pack to get into our weekly recruiters pool now. It takes three bronze packs, a silver and a bronze, or one gold. We do it on a points program now on a weekly basis. And last week, if you enrolled somebody with a gold pack, believe it or not, you make $75 first order bonus, more than $250 in the recruiters pool. That's a total of $325 that would be in your bank account this Friday if you enrolled just one person with a gold pack last week. So can't guarantee that every week, but I can guarantee that we will pay every week and every month 64 times a year. It's another big difference that we have in our business. That's going to be on the 21 Reasons to Join Perium is updating some of the information about our weekly pay, our infinity bonuses, and some of the new things that we introduced in September. So, you know, we continue to make this opportunity better and better. And the biggest change that we're going to make, you know, since I've been with the company, and that's now, you know, heading toward a year and a half, I would say as bigger than the introduction of the Love Super Meal, is we're going to be opening up the gift card program. And so all I can say about that right now is that prospects will be able to use the gift cards on every single product in the catalog, as well as being able to enroll in the business. So somebody can get a bronze, silver, or gold pack, use a $50 gift card, and we're going to be adding retail bonuses on top of gift card sales that are over $20. So what that means is that we can say that we'll actually pay people to give away $50 gift cards. And that's going to be the mantra of the company, and you're going to be seeing a new webinar that's going to be coming out on the business opportunity, less than 5-minute long webinar, and that's going to be part of our new gift card website as well. So we're hoping to roll this out in days, not months, maybe not weeks, but maybe days. So we'll see. There's a lot of programming that's been, you know, getting crunched and worked on, and good things are happening. And what that means is that you've got to get clear as to what you want to accomplish, and you've got to get your house in order, your business in order, because when you hear the details of this open gift card program, you're going to realize what this is going to mean for your business, whether you like to acquire customers, because I believe we'll have as many or more customers per distributor as any company in the industry because of this gift card program, or whether you prefer to enroll distributors directly. This new program is definitely going to turbocharge your business. So Don't wait for it. Start talking to people now about what could be coming or what your thoughts are about how this might work for your business, and set the table. The really good news is that your current gift cards will be available and accessible for the new program. So don't worry about that. So if you've got gift cards and you're saying, oh my gosh, you know, are they going to be worthless? They definitely will not be worthless. We would never do that to you. So that doesn't mean you shouldn't use them right now. So, you know, get people interested, get people excited, and let people know it's only going to get better and better. And, you know, be looking for some major announcements about this. And we're going to be spending a lot of time once we open up this gift card explaining how to use it and how to maximize it. And I'm confident that it's going to mean big things for your business. If you're serious and if you're focused, and that leads right into our topic for tonight's call, which is creating a blueprint for success. And there are definitely important elements on what it takes to be successful in this industry. And I think, you know, most of you know I've been, you know, in and around the industry for 20 plus years now. I've worked with lots of people on the corporate level, you know, working with distributors who have made lots and lots of money with a variety of different companies. And I've been a distributor myself. I built a business from zero to $500,000 in sales in about 6 months. So I've seen businesses grow very, very fast. One of the companies I work with was a network marketing company that was on the Inc. 500 list 3 years in a row. It was one of the 500 fastest growing companies in the whole United States. And I was there all 3 years. So there's, you know, I've seen what it looks like when a business grows and grows fast. And it's very, very, very fun. And we're sitting right at that moment right now. I really believe that. So what I wanted to do on tonight's call was to cover as much ground as possible in helping you to understand all of the different parts and pieces of what it takes to be successful. So it's going to be a lot of information, very, very fast. And what I want you to think about as I go through all these things in rapid fire is, I'm good at that, or I need to work on that. You know, I'm good at that. I'm good at that, I'm good at that, I'm not so good at that. So, you know, whether you want to take notes, write down 1 through 10, you know, degrade yourself or circle something, or if you hear something, especially something that you feel you're very good at that is important for you to share with other people, or something that you're not so good at that you say, you know what, that's what I got to work on. That may be the missing piece, the one missing piece in my business that's going to make me successful. So let's start with purpose. You know, they say the bigger the why, the easier the how, meaning that if you know why you're in business, then you have a good reason to go out and build. So so the questions are, you know, I want X by when? I need X by when? And I'm willing to do Y. So the more clear you are as to what you want, what you need, by when, and what you're willing to do, how many hours a week, for how long, that clarity of purpose is going to help you to be successful. And I would say that it's not only this big picture, I want to own a big house, or I want to, you know, get out of debt, or I want to, you know, have vacations, or it's also on a monthly basis. You know, I want to accomplish X. You know, by the end of the month, and I'm willing to do Y. This is what it's going to take to start my business with clarity. And one of the easy ways to do that is to take a blank piece of paper out and draw 3 circles on one side and 3 circles on another side. And say, I want to get 3 distributors this month, and I want to get 3 customers this month. That's what I want. And let's just use that as an example. And then what you can do is underneath those 3 circles on the left and 3 circles on the right, put 4 lines underneath each of the circles. So you should have 4 lines under the first circle, 4 lines under the second, and 4 lines under the third, for a total of 12 lines underneath your 3 distributor circles, and then 12 lines under your 3 customer circles. And those 4 lines represent 4 people that you think from your list could be the best prospects to be distributor. They may even be like, here are some 4 people that I know from church or from golf or from basketball. Here are 4 people I know that are neighbors. Here are 4 people that I know. Here are some people that I really think I could talk to, be excited about, tell them about what's going on in Perium, and with clarity, go through that list of 24 folks. Now, if your why is really, really big, you can probably do that in a day or two. If your why is not quite as big, you might be able to do that in a week. And, you know, if you're doing this on a very part-time basis, then maybe it'll take you a full month to go and contact those 24 people with purpose and intention. But that's a good exercise. That's a specific exercise. That's the type of purpose that successful people have, is to be that clear as to what they want to accomplish. So getting really clear on your big picture goals may take a little longer, but getting very clear on what you want to accomplish this month, that should be a little easier and should be very, very specific. The next thing is your belief level. So you've got this purpose of what you want to accomplish. Now your belief level in the mission of the company, in the products, in the opportunity, in the industry, that's either going to increase your motivation or decrease your motivation to make that purpose happen. So let me say that again. Your belief in the mission, in the products, in the opportunity, in the industry is either going to increase or decrease. So the bigger your belief, the easier it is to instill belief in others. Perfect example, belief in the products. How well, how often, how serious, how committed are you to using the products? And are you noticing the changes in your body? And are you making other lifestyle changes, whether that's exercising and walking or, you know, being outside more or eating healthy besides the Purium products that you're consuming? What are you doing to help yourself be successful, which then will create an upward spiral and create the belief that will increase the possibility of you achieving your purpose? So it starts with purpose, then belief. You know, another big important part is the commitments that lock in that focus. We have five commitments in our Fast Start training. The first one is about integrity. The second one is to treat your business like a business. The third one is to invite people to learn about Purium on a consistent basis, to do the business. The fourth is that you're going to follow the system and understand the importance of the system. And the fifth is you're going to be here 1 year from now with a no-turn-back commitment. So if you're not sure about what those commitments are, check out the Fast Start training. But that's going to lock in your focus, because if you answer phone calls, if you invest in your business, if you talk to lots of folks, if you follow those commitments, it's going to help you to keep on track so that you have more success. So all of these things, your purpose, your belief, your commitments, all start to help to focus your activities. So if you just start to try to do stuff without a purpose, without a belief, without a commitment, chances are you're going to give up pretty quickly. So you need that foundation of the purpose, the belief, and the commitment to then do the things that are necessary to be successful. On the other hand, no matter how big your purpose, belief, and commitments are, if you don't actually do anything, not much is going to happen. And so, you know, that's where we go from the philosophical part of it into the actual doing of the business. And the core of our business is a business of duplication. It is a business of leverage. It is a system that is based upon you first going out and finding customers and distributors, or you can call them customers and customer getters, and then helping those customer getters, those distributors, do what you've done. So the better you are, the faster you are, the more systematic you are, the more committed you are in following the process and handing out gift cards and doing the right things, the easier it is to teach those people that come into your business. So let's go through that process, which we call pipeline. PIPE being an acronym for prospects, invitation, presentation, and role. Let's look at it very, very quickly. You know, what do successful people do with that pipeline process? It starts with the prospect list. It's based upon quantity and quality. It's grouping those people, A, B, C, how you know them, what the context is. And like I said, with the three distributors, three customers as your target, grouping little groups of four people here, four people there, and making those contacts, making those invitations, connecting through context, how you know those people, connecting through personality. You know, if people are serious, then you're serious. If they're fun, then you're fun. Knowing how you can communicate with them effectively, but most importantly, keeping it simple and getting gift cards redeemed. So, you know, as you start to look at your business and say, how good am I as a prospector? How good is your prospect list? Can you point to a piece of paper in your computer or on your desk? And is it a page, 2 pages, 5 pages, 10 pages? Is it filled with notes? Or is it just really there is none? It's just your cell phone. Well, I'm telling you, if you want to be serious, if you want to be successful, if you want to have a blueprint for success, you have a good prospect list. If you want to know how good you are at invitations, it's a very simple number. Probably the most important number in your business is how many gift cards did I have redeemed this week? How many gift cards did I have redeemed this week? If you get 2, 3, 4, 5 gift cards redeemed every week, I guarantee you week after week after week after week that you will be successful. There is no question. I've not met anybody who's handed out 40 gift cards that hasn't had some success, who hasn't gotten 40 gift cards redeemed that hasn't had some success. So it's prospects, invitation, presentation. That's letting the tools do the work for you. And as I said, we've got 2 new webinars coming out. It's going to make a huge difference in your business. We're updating our 21 reasons to join. We just put together audios for our compensation plan. So we're going to make it as easy as possible to present this business. And as I said, the gift cards are going to be opening up to all the products in the catalog, which is going to make it even more fun and even easier and even more exciting to present the opportunity. So whether somebody's interested in the opportunity, whether they're interested in the product, either way, those gift cards will work. So our current gift cards, you know, that we have right now, you cannot enroll with an enrollment pack with those gift cards. So if somebody's really interested in the business, those gift cards aren't very helpful to help you enroll them quickly. You know, they can try out the product, which is great. They can see the system, which is great, but they can't just jump right into the business and duplicate quickly. So these new gift cards and this new gift card process and program will definitely help to speed things up. The special sauce in the presentation is your testimonial, which goes back to that purpose and belief and intent and using the products right and building your business quickly. So draw a line in the sand. Get very, very serious about what you're trying to accomplish, and I guarantee you, if you sold only one gold pack last week, you'd have $325 this week. That's a little something to brag about, you know? To call somebody up who's a buddy and say, hey, I just made $325 this week, that might get their attention. And certainly if you made $650 this week on top of your normal pay from your job or your other businesses that you own, you know, that's really going to get somebody's attention. So, you know, it doesn't take a lot with our compensation plan to make some things happen, to make your testimonial really be exciting. And we're going to do a better job of communicating testimonials that are happening on the business and with the products with our new concierge. So Alicia Valenzuela is our new concierge. She's going to be making outbound phone calls to all new people. She's going to be helping people get started right and looking for testimonials, so that you have a bigger pool of people to talk about besides just yourself. So as you're starting out this business, you might be saying, hey, I don't really have much of a testimonial yet, and that's understandable, but borrow somebody else's until you get your own, and very, very quickly you'll have your own. So the last part of the pipeline process is enroll, and this is where the utilization of three-way phone calling, showing the value of the compensation plan, handling objections, answering questions, asking for the order. You know, there are a lot of skills in helping somebody to enroll. So if you're new in the business, definitely partner up with somebody who's, you know, been with the company for a while. And ultimately, you want to train yourself to know at least enough about the products, at least enough about the opportunity to help answer some questions. But we make it as simple as possible because we do have a 60-day money-back guarantee. And now we're going to be giving out $50 off of any product. It's going to be pretty hard for somebody to say, you know, gosh, I don't know, that doesn't make sense for me to buy products. And with our free shipping and handling on orders over $150 and, you know, $100 valued a visit to a naturopath, and you know, look at your 21 reasons why, and I think you'll find 3 or 4 or 5 things that really resonate with you, that when somebody's thinking about the business, they've tried the product, they're serious about what's going on, I think you'll find 3 or 4 things that you can say to them that they'll say, wow, this is unique, this is exciting, I could see how I could make money doing this. So that's what the enroll process is all about. And then that rolls right into getting somebody started right. So just like we have a process for prospecting a person, we also have a fast start audio and guide. We're going to be updating that as well. And, you know, helping your new person create their list. Make sure that you go through a little checklist to know, you know, that they know what conference calls to be on, that they know the phone number to the company, that they know where their marketing website is, they know the gift card website, that they join Team Sandoval, which is our text messaging platform, so they get a couple of text messages every day, that they're on AutoShip so that every month they're getting their products ordered, you know, and showing up at their home so that their product testimonial is better, and you're getting volume every month over and over again from just one enrollment. So there are certain things that you can do, should do, in getting somebody started right, and we're going to help that process with our concierge. So Alicia is going to be calling all of the new people within 48 hours and helping them to navigate their marketing website and get them set up on the text messaging platform and other things. So, you know, we don't want you to have 100% of the responsibility, nor should you expect us to take 100% of the responsibility for your people. If you're doing 75 to 90% of the work and we're doing 75 to 90% of the work, then we're going to have a lot of positive overlap. So this new person within a couple of days is going to hear several times from several people, hey, you need to listen to the Fast Start training. Hey, you need to make your list. Hey, who are you, you know, here's your marketing website. You know, all this information is going to get them plugged in, and that's what it's all about. When you're duplicating a business, you want the system to help you. And that's where, you know, with our gift card marketing system, the autoresponders that we have will help you. And with our training calls will help you. You know, so there's lots of information we have in that back office with articles and education about the products and lots of information about the business with these weekly training calls that have been recorded. So, you know, people can dive as deep as they want, and you want to help your new person get clear on their purpose, that they have their belief level as high as possible coming out of the gate, and that you get them focused on their commitments and that they know what they're doing and how to do it. So, you know, those are the major pieces that help you to create a blueprint for recruiting success and a blueprint for getting people started. And then from there, there are some higher level skills as far as understanding how to promote and host events, to be plugged into what the company's doing and promoting the timing and the campaigns that are going on. Like right now, through the end of the month, we've got unlimited free gift cards. Every 5 gift cards you get redeemed, you get 5 more for free. That's an offer that's not going to be here forever. I mean, this is a very special time right now where you can talk to as many folks as you'd like and, you know, have them try our products. And it's only going to get better here in the next week or so. So, you know, this is kind of a special time where all of the pieces of the puzzle are coming together. And so promoting that timing, so you being excited, your belief level in that is great, but if you can communicate that to other people, instill that belief in others, then you're really going to start to see some magic happening because people will be caught up in your enthusiasm. And so people listen to the words, you know, they listen to the logic, but they also are listening for that excitement level. And people get swept up in, you know, that decision to be on your team and work with you. And so if you're happy, you're fun, you're excited about it, and you are following up diligently and consistently, then, you know, they're going to say, wow, David really is, he's serious about this thing this time. So, you know, there's many, many more levels of this business. But the last piece of the puzzle that I'll give you as kind of a sneak preview beyond just your own personal efforts and your own personal recruiting and getting people started right is understanding the 3 stages of building a business. And the first stage is building. It's about using the products right, bringing in customer getters, getting them started right, getting them plugged into the system, building that foundation of 50 people or so. The next phase is leading. It's really identifying good people that are coming into your business, whether on your first level, second level, third level, and you're starting to see people who are willing to do what you do, that are willing to go out and promote aggressively. And when you see somebody enroll 2 or 3 people in a month, you know, to introduce yourself, to work with them, to understand how they're building the business, to share your experiences and help your team get better and better, that's what leading is about. So you don't stop building. You spend 70% of your time still looking for more good people. You know, until your team keeps you busy, you want to continue to build more people on your team. So that's a big mistake that happens for a lot of people, is that they get so excited that they have new people coming into their business that they just want to become a manager. They don't want to build anymore. They just want everybody else to do all the work. And that's a huge mistake, because this is the moment at which your team can really become something special is in that phase two, where you're doing recruiting, but you're also helping people to be successful. And you may see your commitment level to the company start to increase, because certainly your products will be free. You could be earning hundreds or even, you know, $1,000 or $2,000 a month at that time. And then as you build through that second stage, or you drive through that second stage of leadership, the third stage is leading leaders. And that's a whole new skill set of really working with people at the highest level to create a culture and to become somebody that they put you on three-way phone calls, that they introduce all their new people to you, and that you're the person who is helping folks, you know, get started right, and people are sharing your story of success, and that's the ultimate. And it's so much fun. I've seen it several times where, you know, it ultimately it starts out about products. It starts out about making money, and then it becomes about something bigger. It becomes about a lifestyle, about freedom, about helping other people and seeing them succeed, and that's when real magic starts to happen. Because when you help somebody start earning significant income, when you help somebody lose some weight or get off of diabetes medication or whatever it may be, if you start to help somebody have a huge difference, it's going to increase your belief level and start that positive cycle in an even bigger and better way. And it's going to change your purpose, and it's going to make your purpose bigger, and what you want and what you're willing to do will get bigger and bigger. So purpose, belief, and commitment locks you in. It's the cement of what you want to try to accomplish. And then the how-tos are about the pipeline process, our fast start process, checklist of getting people started right, and understanding the building phases of momentum. So that lays out for you in pretty broad strokes a whole bunch of stuff for you to think about, and hopefully you found some things that you can say, yeah, I'm really excited about that, I'm really good at that, I know that, I understand that, and also identify some stuff that says, you know what, I don't have a list, or you know what, I don't really use the website, or you know, I think I could be better at answering people's questions when they're trying to enroll, or you know, starting to look at your business, maybe you're not handing out enough gift cards, whatever it may be, you can see that this is what it's going to take for you to get to the next level to create that blueprint for success, because ultimately you're going to need dozens and dozens or hundreds and hundreds or thousands and thousands of people in your group to accomplish what you want to accomplish. So just depends on what you want. That's how hard you got to work. You got to put more effort in up front, create that foundation and blueprint, and great things will happen on the back end if you stick with it. So be looking for and listening for big announcements. I'm not sure if we're going to be doing a call tomorrow night. I haven't gotten confirmation. I know the presidential debates are tomorrow night. So I'm not sure if Dave and Amy are going to do a Meet the Owners call or not. So be looking for an email one way or the other on that. And definitely on Thursday night we will be doing a call, and could be a business opportunity presentation or maybe even something more special than that. So anyway, good stuff happening. Hope this helped your business. It helped your mindset and got you into the right focus for activities for the month of October. Big month. It's all out in front of us, and I look forward to working with you. So have a great day or two, and we'll catch you certainly on Thursday night. Bye now.